Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the pre-Get Fat Candy Day on October 30th, 2022. Cal and I are going, what I'm doing, Cal, let me tell you what I'm doing tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to do, you know what this is called, trunk or treat.
We're doing the same thing.
And it's at our church.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah.
And I love it. You know what? Everyone's like, oh, you have to. It is one of my favorite things because I'm the guy that sits in the chair next to the, you know, we have like a Suburban, and you open the back, and my wife's wonderful at making a cool, you know, you make the inside of your car or your trunk a really cool decoration.
Your spooky cave or whatever you do.
Got the music going. It's really fun. Yeah. And I sit there and pat to the little kids as their parents see, and usually, because it's going around a parking lot that's in a circle, and, you know, they're backed into all these parking spaces, right? Remember as a kid, Cal, as you went to, the key was there was house after house, and you hated it when there was a gap between the houses that are far, because that slows your time down to get more candy.
Right, that's why you bring the window soap. You know, if somebody, the house windows are dark, you just put a little X on there, don't go here.
Don't go there. But guess what? On trunk or treat, you're about 2 feet away from the next one, and then you go, the kids go and keep going in circles.
You have a pillowcase full of candy in less than 5 minutes. And by the way, yes, the adults do the same thing.
Keep going, kid, move faster.
Got any M&Ms?
Yeah. No. And they're passing out hot dogs and food. And what a greatest thing in the whole world. So I'm going to that tonight, and I'm going to be sitting in my chair, and I don't dress up as anything. I dress up as a guy in a old overcoat.
Cranky middle-aged guy.
Cranky old man. That's exactly right. That's what exactly what I'm going to dress up as. A cranky old lawyer.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to pass candy up. And I look forward to that, Cal.
It's a fun thing.
Isn't that amazing at our age, Cal? We just simple things like that I look forward to.
Smiles on, this is why I do the Santa Claus thing, Fred. Smiles on children's faces when you know you've kept the magic alive for them for just a little while longer.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it. It's a joyful moment in my life. It's why I do it. You know,
yeah, okay. That's the super thing about it. Well, speaking of joyful, third hour hanging out with Cal and I, we're going to go over a lot of interesting things. Obviously, we got a case for no case, but we got the latest what's going on with the Harvey Weinstein case. Again, he was already convicted in one case, and now he's in L.A. on five other women that are alleging sexual harassment, sexual assaults, et cetera, and there's some very interesting issues there that I want to bring up that might be interesting to you. The college scandal case, we've got a sad part of that we're going to discuss. Kanye West, look, I truly believe, look, I'm not jumping on Kanye West's side, but you notice there's a lot of Hollywood people that always have to make a statement about something all the time, and it seems like nobody rips on him, but Kanye West does say stuff that he shouldn't be saying, no doubt. And then, man, are they coming down hard on him.
Well, let me ask you this question, Fred. This is a dumb question, and, you know, it won't be the first one I've asked you today. The Constitution thing we talked about guarantees freedom of speech, even if your ideas are wrong or stupid. I mean, it does. I'm sorry.
But
therefore, people have a right to do what they're doing. Turn their back on him, disassociate from him.
Right.
If your ideas are unpopular, they're not going to sell in the marketplace of ideas.
But guess what? They've got these new laws that they're passing about hate crime, and they try to slide some of that into hate crime. So they'll try to make it and call it a hate crime, and there's new laws concerning hate crime. So, again, I'm not an expert on that, so, again, we're not giving legal advice, but yeah, it gets more and more complicated. I looked it up at one time. The amount of cases, I mean, the amount of laws being passed in this United States,
wow.
I say every year, is astronomical. And a guy by the name of Ron Kester, a lawyer, you know, God rest his soul, he passed away, and he was a super bright guy. And I remember him telling me this. He goes, Fred, I have the solution to politics. It's the simplest solution, but of course they won't do it. And I said, what is that, Ron? He said, for every law that they pass, so if you got a senator or a congressperson that brings a law, every law they pass or set forth, they have to set forth another one that's taken off the books. So I want to pass this law, but this one has to come off. So you can't pass a law until another one comes off.
Well, we had a president who tried that.
Yeah.
And he didn't get reelected.
Didn't work. Right, that's so, because it's too obvious,
well,
Cal.
I know it is. Isn't it funny? The amount, I mean, everybody in California and in the United States is probably technically a criminal in some way.
Of course they are. Everyone's done something. They don't know about it. They just can't. And it's like, and what's the law? Well, you got to know the law. And you, there's no excuse for not knowing the law, but doggone it.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to talk about Kanye West very briefly. We've also got Tom Watson and his wife divorced, his new wife, and that's an interesting one. But ready for the shocker, we do have a Britney Spears update.
What?
Yeah, this is... What I'm going to say on that one is going to be short and sweet, and you're going to understand why I only have to say a few things. And I'm going to get to the most interesting one, but then we're going to have a Georgia man is suing over false ballot fraud claims in a film, a documentary. But I want to talk about the Rust settlement. And remember, we discussed it last week or the week before. I think it was last week. The Rust settlement occurred.
This is where Baldwin settles with the husband of the woman who was shot by out of his gun.
And it's funny how we've got, I'm going to throw it out there, the Hollywood Reporter. There's a reporter that talks about it and says, I want to tell you why they did this. And you know what? I look at it and go, we already said that. It's just great.
They probably got it from you, Fred.
Yeah, they might have got it from Radio Law Talk.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about that. So those are some interesting things we're going to get this hour. And if you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO or you want to email us, info@RadioLawTalk. On social media, just type in Radio Law Talk on every social media, and you're going to see our social media stuff. We're going to start pushing our Facebook a little more than our Instagram because we're having problems with our Instagram, by the way. It's not that it's Instagram's bad. It's just we're having problems accessing it.
And then what's going to happen to Twitter now that Elon got it?
I don't know.
I was fascinated by him walking into the headquarters and saying, okay, chief executive, here's your $45 million. Go away. I mean, that's
just money is just
staggering.
Yeah, someone showed me a thing on Elon Musk that the back channel somehow of him like doing deals, and it's just like he's texting a deal he's doing. Okay, we're texting the let's just do that deal. Yeah, $2 billion. I'm good. $2 billion's good. Thanks. Bye. You know, I got to go to the theater with someone. I'm going to the movies. Yeah, $2 billion's fine.
Well,
everything's with a B. Everything's with a B, right?
Maybe a T. He moves so quickly and is so good at generally speaking. What he does, but remember, he's had some businesses fail too.
Yeah, well, everybody had all successful businesses.
Well, that's
people.
The point. I know a lot of people point to everyone. They'll say, "Well, look at the guy who was our president. Look, he had businesses fail." Everybody in business who's done anything has things that has not worked out.
I always say there's no such thing as failure. They ask me all the time, Fred, how do you become a successful business person? I said, well, I don't believe in failures. What do you mean? And they've asked me, what would you do different or what things have you failed at that you've been able to overcome? I said, well, I've never failed. Cal, I have never failed. You know why? Those are not failures. Those are learning experiences.
Right. They're opportunities. Exactly.
I don't see them as failures.
I agree with
They're
you.
Not a failure. So I've never failed.
Well said.
People get arrogant. They go, you're arrogant. I've never failed in my life because it's a learning opportunity. And I can tell you more stories about that. Boy, do I speak at events. I spoke at one in Atlanta. But let's talk about law stuff.
We can read about that in Goose, too, in Fred's book. You can get an idea of what he's talking about. The bestseller called Goose. Get it on Amazon. You'll see what he means. You'll see why Fred is such a good guy and knows so much about the law.
Yeah, thanks. I'll pay you a little bit later today.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take us out, and then we'll do a case or no case, and then we'll jump into Harvey Weinstein.
Okay. Radio Law Talk is continuing here on this big broadcast, also online at RadioLawTalk.com. If you need to go there, that's great. We'll be back. Announced
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
37.
Are you serious?
This is no fun.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Of course we're having fun. It's Cal and I. We're just doing our thing.
Darn right.
Well, we're having a good time. So people are here for one thing, Cal. You know what they're here for.
Well, I think some people like this.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
NFT. It's a fancy way of saying collectible. And it's not a security, and it's not a stock, according to Dapper Labs. Doesn't that name sound fishy? Dapper Labs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Dapper Dan there, you know, that hair stuff you get from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? A digital asset inside a blockchain is an NFT. Well, that doesn't sound risky at all. And hundreds of people have invested in NFTs, which stands for what, Fred, do you know?
National Football Traveling.
Yeah, non-fungible token.
Right. I knew that.
And they've lost their money. So they're lining up at lawyers' offices all around the country to try to get an NFT classified as a security like a stock or a bond. One such man, Ellery Bastide, went in deep on the Ball brothers of the NBA, you know, Alonzo Ball?
Yes.
Buying their cards and NFTs, thinking he would make a fortune. No. He lost a ton of his bitcoins that he used to pay with the NFT for, and dollars, actually. And he said, I want the money from my bad investment back. Nope. Dapper Labs said, I don't think so. So Mr. Bastide went to an attorney in Manhattan to try to see if he had a case or no case against non-fungible tokens. What do you think, Fred? Case or no case?
Let me tell you something. And again, we are not giving financial or legal advice.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Put on this case.
So this is about a case.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what the NFT and Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I have been just hammered. Fred, you gotta, I mean, all these business people, I'm making millions off this. When people are saying, and not just one, but a lot of people are saying they're making millions, I worry, right?
Yep.
So let you know, I've never invested in NFTs or Bitcoin. I have only bought Bitcoin to make payments to people, because every once in a while someone, okay, you got to pay in Bitcoin, and it's very little. I mean, you're talking a few hundred bucks, right?
Yeah.
But I just don't do it. I think I bought $1,000 of Bitcoin once. But I will say this. I had a friend of mine. Bitcoin was at $5,000. And he said, Fred, you got to buy Bitcoin.
Now, do it now.
Do it now, dude. And I'm like, right. And it's like everybody's making money. And I had $100,000 to put into it. I'm throwing numbers out. And it went to $50,000. So, I don't know. Last time I checked, let's do the quick calculation. But the point is then when it hits $50,000, guess what they told me, Cal?
Buy it now. It's on sale.
It's on sale.
Right.
And what happened to Bitcoin after about $55,000? I don't know. I was going to look up what Bitcoin is right now. And I guess it's like Ethereum. I don't understand all that stuff, but it's dropped dramatically. Stuff has dropped. But, I'm the guy, Cal, that gets in at the wrong time at the wrong place. So I let professionals do that for me, and I don't invest in Bitcoin or NFTs. And I just finished a couple years ago of people trying to get me into the NFTs, and Fred, you got to invest in this and invest in that. This is what I always say. Here's the best thing. This is not investment advice. This is just Fred Penny talking, guys.
This is about NFTs.
Yeah.
Life thoughts from Fred.
Okay. I turn to them and say this, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I know how to lose my own money.
Well, I asked a guy one. I said, because, you know, I compared to you, I would invest tenths of pennies. And he said, well, do this. And I said, listen, if everybody's making money, who are they making it from?
Right.
Because I would be the guy they took the money
from. That's exactly me too, Cal.
Right.
So he tells us that we stick to what we're best at, and that's not this. Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
So I believe that this is, there's definitely a lot going on in the NFT space and the Bitcoin, and people are struggling because it's now fluctuating up and down. What it was doing is just going up all constantly, right?
Right.
And now it's starting to hit people, especially people investing in late. There's been definitely lawsuits. I'm going to say this is a scenario, but not a lawsuit. I say it's a scenario, but not a lawsuit, Cal.
Well,
tell me. Let's get it done. Let's get this done before.
Okay. Well, I have sad news for you. It is a case.
Thanks.
Dapper Labs urged the Manhattan federal court to toss the lawsuit. They said, listen, baseball cards, basketball cards, Pokemon cards are not securities. We don't classify them as such. And the people filing the suit said, well, wait a minute, they're in this blockchain. That makes them a security. And so far, in a majority of the cases, the judges have agreed with the NFT people that they are not necessarily classified as securities. And, you know, people lose money, and instead of them going, Well, man, that was a stupid investment.
Yes.
You have to go sue to try to get their money back.
Yes.
I've never understood that.
4 points for you, Cal.
Right.
It has been home run 3 days for Cal. You have gotten 2, 4, and 4. You have gotten a total of 10 points in one day. And
how do you like me
and
now?
And I got 2. Yeah, good job, Cal.
Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
So,
that's case or no case for this
round. Yeah, case or no case. So what we're going to – I just wonder if there's one that I can really quick – let me just – quickly talk about this case.
Well, you can hit the golf divorce if you want, if it's right in front of you.
Yeah, it is. The golf divorce one is. But, you know, I all right, let's talk about it. This is a really simple one. Tom Watson, his wife, Leslie Ann Wade. Tom Watson, his wife passed away, and a wonderful guy. And what's bizarre to me is 3 months after their wedding is to his new wife, Leslie Ann Wade, they're getting a divorce. It's because apparently Leslie has had some sort of medical issues and she decided to get a divorce. Now, why I want to bring this up, and we can talk with Denise here at some time, but the odds of it being a, quote, divorce are slim. Let me see, Cal, if you know, what is it going to be instead of a divorce?
Well, my theory is because of medical or insurance or other issues, they're just going to break up divorce legally and live together. Or
yeah, no,
like
it, no, it's theory, no, it's called an annulment.
Oh,
so what happens is, yeah. I know I'm just testing you, but I'm not saying it is. There's talking about divorce, but 3 months, usually that's an annulment. Annulment generally means, generally speaking, is it's like it never happened. Right?
An unconsummated marriage.
Yeah, it was like it never happened, and it should be an annulment. But this is not a bad thing. It sounds like she just has some medical issues she needs to deal with, but Tom Watson and his new wife, Leslie Ann Wade, who is she was like a golf analyst or something to do with golf herself, are now getting a divorce slash maybe an annulment.
That didn't last long.
No, but at least I'm sure it's just it had nothing to do with them not getting along. So we'll be back after this. We got a lot to talk about. Kanye West, college scandal, Rust, Harvey Weinstein, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739.
USA News Update, we are hearing an assortment of reactions to the death of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez says as his loss is mourned, quote, we celebrate his life because it was a life given in service to Jesus Christ. Benedict was 95 when he died this morning. His funeral is scheduled for Thursday in St. Peter's Square. Flowers are being placed on the star of Barbara Walters at Hollywood's Walk of Fame. The pioneering broadcast journalist died Friday in New York at the age of 93. She was known for her four decades at ABC News, where she was the first woman to anchor a nightly national newscast. The stage is set for tonight's celebration in the Big Apple. It'll be the first time since the start of the pandemic that Times Square could be packed to full capacity on New Year's Eve. Yesterday, officials tested the crystal ball that will be lowered as the clock strikes midnight and ushers in the start of 2023. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
12.
No fun.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Well, I think it is fun.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think we need to start off with the bizarre for during this segment. The bizarre.
Okay.
In San Diego County, it always says San Diego County pays. Which, by the way, as a plaintiff's lawyer, I would bring this case. The woman sues the San Diego County Sheriff's Department and the jail, basically, for her to become blind while she's in jail.
Wow.
The settlement is $4.35 million. Cal. Man alive.
What?
But what happened?
But wait, what? What?
By the way, San Diego County didn't pay this. Who pays it? The taxpayers.
Of course. The county pays nothing.
Yeah, the taxpayers pay.
I have a file on my morning show on my weekday which says this: they screw up and we pay.
That's right. So Tanya Suarez apparently was arrested in 2019. And as she was arrested, they found her wandering outside a motel where she had been using drugs. She was taken into custody and put in the woman's jail. And she was acting oddly when they put her in there. Obviously, she was on drugs and doing weird things. And she started clawing at her eyes and trying to take her eyes out. And they placed her in a cell by herself. All right, take your eyes out. Here's the cell. Go ahead. Have a good time.
Well, I think they have an actual take your eyes out cell.
Yes. TIC. Take your eye. Oh, TEC. Take your eye out.
It's the tech cell.
The tech cell. Take your eye out cell.
Wow.
And she's claws her eyes, and they just stick her in there, and they failed to intervene, and she gets $4.35 million. Now, you ask yourself, sometimes there's lawsuits that inmates win, and they're in there for 25 years, but $4.35 million to, it sounds like a troubled person. I hope they have someone that's going to help her invest that and not overuse it and just, just take it out with drugs, right?
Well, it seems to me that the case here is this woman was out of her mind on drugs, and now the county is being held accountable because she was out of her mind.
Well, the county, when they here's the issue that I'm going to argue the plaintiff.
I can't see that.
Once they took custody of her, they have a duty, and their duty to care is if she's doing something that's obvious, gal.
Okay.
You need to do something, right?
I guess.
All people have that kid or those people that are just good. You know, I'm not saying this lady's good. I don't know anything about her. Are decent people that get hooked on drugs and they just go crazy? They have issues. Well, doggone if the minute you take her in custody and you're dragging her, you've got a duty to make sure that they're at least do the best you can to make sure they're not going to hurt themselves. Apparently, they see her doing this. That's the allegations again.
That's the question. Did they know this was happening?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the allegations. Apparently, and they can see in the cells. They do have. It's not like the old fashioned. They have cameras.
Right.
But $4.35 million now.
Is that per eye or is that for both?
I think it's probably $2 million per eye, and then whatever else she was gouging out, she gets another million.
That is a stunning amount of money.
Yeah,
and I guess what's she going to do with the
That's the scary thing. Yeah, and I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to tell a quick story.
Please.
A quick story is, and I got to be careful how I say this. I'm making sure that I know a lawyer. I'm going to put it this way. I know a lawyer.
I'll bet you do.
I know a lawyer that got a substantial settlement for his homeless guy who was hit by a car while he was crossing the street by a professor.
Okay.
And he had a good insurance policy, and this guy got a substantial amount of money. He was probably in his early 50s. This lawyer went out and got a trailer for him, a really nice trailer, and put it in a trailer park because he didn't want to go in a home, and set it up with food, electricity, paid for I think 1 year in advance of the electricity and everything for him, and he didn't like living in that trailer home. And he pretty much a lot of his life he's lived under a bridge. And then the lawyer said, look, what I'm going to do is we're going to put this in a trust for you. And you're going to receive about $10,000 a month for the rest of your life. And you know what that person said? I will fire you as my lawyer if you don't give me all the cash.
Oh, boy.
And yet they have
which
the opportunity.
Which means he wanted to get in that quick span on a hero mode.
But the lawyer, as he continued to threaten his lawyer, and he was an adult, could make his decision.
Theoretically.
He wanted the cat, theoretically, and wasn't, to tell you the truth, was not mentally, I understand who this, that was not mentally impaired, but just liked to be homeless. There's some people that just want to be homeless, Cal. And enough, never wanted to go, went to the trailer, all the food, everything. The comforts, the bathroom, and a few years later, got all the money stolen from him. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, of course he did. Yeah.
Yeah. So
couldn't see that coming.
Then he goes back to living under the bridge with nothing. And so who knows what happens with this $4.35 million. You hope and pray that they get someone that's going to take care of their finances and put it in a trust or in some sort of fund that they're
going
to
and that she gets the medical care that she's obviously going to need for the rest of her life.
Right. Speaking of medical care, let's just remember their suicide hotline is 988. The National Suicide Hot Prevention Line is phone number 988.
Sorry, I'm on the phone, Fred. Hold on.
Sure, that's exactly right. that's the people listening to us.
Bad
no, listen to here. So this is the college admission scandal, right? The college admission scandal we've talked all about. You know, Felicity Huffman was one of the known perpetrators that
actors, actresses, famous people buying favor.
Yeah, right. Buying favor. And so this one individual, he's a very well-known real estate developer, Robert Flaxman, who's 66, and he lives in Malibu, very wealthy. He was one of the guys that was caught up in this among the 53 people. This Rick Singer that got them all, that sat in and said, hey, I can do this for your kids. By the way, and I brought this up way long time ago, was in our hometown and had talked to the parents of friends of mine at the local high school.
Wow.
And didn't bring up anything illegal, but just says, I can, my job, my company, and he had a company, helps your kid prepare for the LSAT, I mean, the
admissions,
whatever it is, SAT, SAT, and helps you get into good colleges. And he was speaking at this locally, like literally, 10 minutes from where we are.
I wonder if anybody a local bid on that.
I don't think so. To my understanding, no. But anyway, this individual paid $250,000 to get his son into the University of San Diego in 2016 and $75,000 to increase his daughter's ACT score. But so he was found guilty. And, well, actually, he pled, and listen to what he got. Ready for this? This is what he got. He got the following. Sentenced by U.S. District Court judge to 1 month, Cal, in prison, 1 year supervised release, and ordered to complete 250 hours of community service and pay a $50,000 fine. This guy was super wealthy.
And that's nothing. And by the way, 1 month in California, you get 2 days for every one. So you spend one day, it counts for three.
Like 15 days. Yeah. I mean, apparently he had just sold some of his homes. You know, he had a couple homes in Beverly Hills or whatever. And $26 million? He recently sold some of his homes. But apparently he had depression in the past, and he decided to take his life.
Wow.
And it's just absolutely crazy. But the reason I bring that up is this is the college admissions scandal. There's nothing bad enough that you need to do stuff like that. Always call the suicide prevention hotline, 988.
And, you know, I get, Fred, that people are embarrassed and humiliated by their own mistakes. I understand that.
Right.
And he's thinking, well, that's going to define me for the rest of my life. And I would be thinking, well, I don't know, $26 million for a house. That might define you rather than the fact that
you... Cal, what do you do if you lose it all, Cal? We get the tent and head up to Lake Tahoe and go hiking, and we catch fish and look at the stars.
And live a good life.
And live a good life. And I call my old friend that's down by the... You know, underneath the train tracks, and then maybe I hang out with him for a while. But there we go. That's sad, but
sad,
you know what?
Story.
It tells you there's National Suicide Prevention Line 988 if you are depressed. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk about the Georgia Man. We got Britney Spears. We've got Kanye West. We've got we're going to get to Harvey Weinstein, and I'm trying to talk about the Rust thing. That's a lot of information to get through, and we've got. What's the final thing we say at the end?
Well, quick takes, man.
Quick takes. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny. You stay right there on the radio broadcast, the big broadcast, and it is a big one. We'll continue. So stick around.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can we stop now? Can we stop now?
Show me the money.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yes, this is it. Those of you who have stuck with us for the 3 hours, you love it. We love you. We appreciate you. Cal and I have had a great time.
Yep.
We don't need anybody. Cal, you and I could do this whole thing ourselves. We knew we could do it ourselves.
Well, we could, but we'd rather not.
It's fun to bounce things off my fellow lawyers.
I just love the perspectives of Todd and Denise. They come at things from such unique places. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, no, I love that too. So anyway, but I love your perspective more. So we could do this all by ourselves. Look, I want to talk about a couple other things, and these are we're going to have to hit quick because we have to get to our quick takes. We got to close this out. Join us next week, 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. Have a great Halloween because I know I'm going to forget to say this, but I want to tell you to have a great Halloween, have a safe Halloween, and thank you for following us. Georgia man is suing over false ballots. Look, this was interesting to me. I don't want to get too much into politics because a lot of these people, you know, it depends, you know, where you read or where you study this stuff from. Some of it gets political, but this is very interesting, though. Apparently, there was I don't watch this stuff. Apparently, a Georgia man, have had threats of violence and live in fear, they're claiming. Apparently, there was a movie called 2,000 Mules that was basically a movie that said that there's ballot stuffing in general.
Yeah,
says that there's
ballot stuffing. People took ballots and boxes and so on and so forth.
So it shows, a video shows this Mark Andrews, and his face is blurred, walking and depositing 5 ballots in a drop box in downtown Lawrenceville. Mm. It's near Atlanta, okay? Mm. And they basically on the show says, quote, what you are seeing is a crime. These are fraudulent votes. Now, they blurred out his face, but apparently he was able seen enough, but people recognize him. And after they did a investigation, Andrews was just dropping off the ballots of he and his wife and his three adult children. And that is not unusual, right? You get, it's you and your wife. Now, I send mine in via mail, so I'm a mail-in ballot guy.
I am a vote-in-person guy.
I know. See, everyone's different. Everyone's different. And I don't know, I don't even know what to say about the weird things where you, I walked out of a supermarket and it had a box that said, you know, official ballot drop, and I was like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Did you put
know.
Your plastic bags in there?
No. No, I dropped my gum. I dropped my gum in there. So anyway, they're suing these individuals for basically false claims and fraud, claiming that he did not do that.
So he's suing the filmmaker, right?
Yeah, the filmmaker. Okay. So we'll find out with that. That's just starting out. That's really interesting. I think that's one that's good to follow.
Agreed.
Second one that's interesting. This is all I've got to say about this. Britney Spears is in the news again, and her lawyers, the lawyers are fighting back and forth, among other things, between the mom and the dad again. Everyone's trying to vindicate each other. Everyone is pointing the finger, and there's fights, talking about sealed exhibits, who gets what motion. There's motions flying back and forth to Judge Penny, by the way. And this person's wants this sealed thing, motion, this sealed part of her medical open, this one doesn't. The judge agrees to seal this motion. I'm just telling, I want to throw these out. The reason I'm saying this, Jamie Spears moved to the State of Appeals Court to overturn the ruling barring from deposing the daughter. She wants to apparently, Jamie Spears, that's the mom, right? Jamie, I can't remember if that's the dad or the mom.
I think so. I
don't remember if it's the dad or the mom, but he wants to depose Brittany to see, you know, about over the claims that, oh, yes, he abused and did surveillance of her. Mm-hmm. So they're denying that. And then there's the issue of who's going to cover Lynn Spears, her mom's $663 legal bill. That's being opposed. That motion's before. There's other evidence about their motions about extrinsic fraud, is not whether or not it's present. Blah, 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 blah.
Lawyers are making bucks on that case, aren't they?
Here's what I'm here to say.
Wow.
Stop, everybody. Yeah. Stop.
Enough.
Hey, look, I'm going to say this again. For 1 hour free, the three of you come in and sit down in my office, and I will give you some legal advice. I will be your mediator and get this taken care of, or at least try to, okay? Everybody, go on your way. Move on in life, all right? Oh, my gosh.
That's good advice. You know, lawsuits take years off your life because of the stress.
I know. Harvey Weinstein, we have to get to this before the end. So his trial's starting. Here's what's interesting. So there's two things that occur. You've got the actual witnesses that are claiming the sexual harassment, sexual assaults that occurred. And there's five of them, and they are... They put them as Jane Doe's, and they try to protect their identity. But they are allowed, that is, the prosecution, to put other witnesses to can testify about his tendencies so long as to, quote, establish a pattern of behavior over the years. That is a very vague and open issue. And I brought this up at the beginning, is how much more do you pile on? Because the more you pile on with these witnesses that want to show a pattern of behavior over the years, it could go to the point where it is prejudicial to him. And
don't,
the court,
don't you think a juror says, Fred, we get it, he's a horn dog. Yeah, okay, yeah, what's
move
next?
On.
Move on.
Well,
yeah,
here's
right,
the issue.
Right.
The issue is it probative or prejudicial? That's
go.
What it comes down to.
Yep.
So the judge ordered more witnesses to testify against him and believes it's more probative than prejudicial. There's a very fine line to whether or not it's prejudicial to Harvey Weinstein, because there's a lot of protections of the innocent until proven guilty in a criminal case, because it's very important that we get a fair shake, we, as in the Americans,
everybody,
gets a fair shake no matter what their situation is.
Yep.
why pile on more and more witnesses when it's pretty obvious? I don't know. It's just a tough case for him to fight.
I think it's fair failure on the part of the prosecutors. They say, well, listen, we have to make absolutely sure that you get this.
Yeah, they do. But don't forget, he's already been going to jail in another state for 22 years or 25 years. And the guy's barely hanging on to his health as it is.
And the stuff they're testifying to would make you go, ew. Okay.
Yeah, and so anyway, so there's 11 counts of rape and sexual assault relating to the five women. So the big news here is they've started the trial. And they're going to pile on a bunch of other witnesses that women, and believe me, one of them is in 2020, Chiu, which was an assistant of his. She did a non-disclosure agreement she signed, but yet she went ahead and started talking about what, because she settled with him, the sexual harassment that he did to her. So. And I don't want to get into the stuff that he attempted on her. But anyway, long story short, I wonder if this is going to be too much and it's going to pile on. That's going to be the issue. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I got to get to the Rust thing.
Yeah,
long story short, we talked about Rust last week. Why did they settle the case of Helena Hutchins' husband and son who sued Alec Baldwin and a bunch of other, the producers, et cetera? Well, we said for sure we believe it was because that's the way they're going to get paid, right?
They basically gave the movie to the family and all the proceeds and said, it's yours.
And made Matthew the executive producer on the movie.
Yeah.
Well, some experts now chimed in from L.A., lawyers, and they basically said the same thing we did. Well, it's a way to get money, and it's a way apparently to protect them because there's other lawsuits going on from being first in line to get the money when the film goes forward. And as funny as they stated, it's more important the film goes forward and gets made and makes a profit so he can get paid on behalf of his wife and his child. And it's exactly what we said. Like Cal said, they probably listened to us at Radio Law Talk and realize those guys are right again.
Again. What are we going to do now?
Oh, we had a good time, Cal. We just, I really enjoyed hanging out with you.
Yeah,
but my quick take, hold on, my quick take.
Now it's time for Fred Penny to find and deliver to you his quick take, a take you can take with you for the rest of the week for Radio Law Talk. Before we come back on Saturday.
I do have it. I wrote it down, but I'm going to tell you, I remember it off the top of my head. It is, when your other co-hosts bail on you, what do? You reach down and you grab Cal Hunter, your best friend, and you just do it and have a good time and nail it. We nailed it today, Cal.
I think so. Good
job,
you
guys next week. This is Frederick Penny, your host, with my good friend Cal Hunter. Radio Law Talk, info@radiolawtalk.com. Go ahead and email us.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.